हरे कृष्णा। सो वी आर डिस्कसिंग दिस इवनिंग फ्रॉम द भगवद गीता एज इट इज चैप्टर 7 एंटाइटल्ड नॉलेज ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट टेक्स्ट 14। दैवी एषा गुणमयी मम माया दुरत्यया मामेव ये प्रपद्यन्ते मायामेतां तरन्ति ते। दिस वर्स इज स्पोकन बाय कृष्णा हिमसेल्फ टू अर्जुन wherein he is explaining about his own self. Krishna is describing to Arjun about his own opulences, and therefore this chapter is entitled Knowledge of the Absolute. And specifically this particular verse is very very pertinent in understanding Krishna's opulences, especially for we who are in this material world. Krishna says, this divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. Now, when we are dealing with this material world, we know that this material world is a combination of happiness and distress. And actually, I am very liberal when I say that there is happiness in this world also. Because if you hear from Krishna, Krishna says Dukhalayam. It's only a place of Dukha. And it is Krishna who is the creator of this material world. So one who is a creator of something very well knows what is the nature of the product which he has created. So the creator, like you buy any product, say a washing machine or say a tape recorder. So the manufacturer, he writes all the glories. What are the features of this tape recorder or this washing machine? So he speaks about the good things. You go into the shop also, the showroom, the salesman who is representing the manufacturer will glorify the product. Now, you will never hear a manufacturer enlisting, this washing machine will give you 440 volts current when you touch it. This washing machine will increase your electricity bill. This washing machine will tear apart your clothes. Do you read all those things in the manual of a washing machine? All glorifications about that thing. Now, even if there are problems in that washing machine, they will word it out in a very positive way. So therefore, in this material world, what material energy does is, although it just beats us black and blue, but then it says, tell that this material energy and its enjoyment is good. And we say, good. Yes. Although from one side material energy is beating us with miseries caused by one's own body and mind, miseries caused by other living entities, natural calamities. We have been beaten. But from one side we keep saying, you know, it's good, definitely. Because everyone else is saying it's good. Because everyone else is saying it's good, I have to say it's good. Bhakti Siddhanta Sir Thakur, he narrated a story in this regard. That one time, in a village, there was one circus company which arrived in that village. And this circus company was advertising itself in a very unique way. It said, circus worth 5 paisa. Only 5 paisa and you can watch this circus. 5 paise ka circus. So the whole village, you know, they were now very enthusiastic. 5 paise ka circus. But then the condition was, as you know, every product, the glorification is there, around the corner conditions apply. So the condition was that only one person at a time can see this circus. That was the condition. And that was a little strange. You know, a huge pandal they had put up. And you know, circus pandals, how big they are. So huge pandal they had put up. And people were wondering, if I am only one person inside, maybe it's so special that just for me, you know, making me so special, to feel so special, they have made this condition. So everyone had lined up outside of the pandal and only one person was allowed in. So the first person, you know, the chief, the mukhya of the village, he said, you see, I am the chief, senior most, so I should be the first person, you know, the premier show I should be watching. So he was the first person. He gave 5 paisa. He said, are you sure, only 5 paisa? I said, yes, only 5 paisa. So he gave 5 paisa. And then he was allowed in. He was escorted by 2 people, you know. Generally, you don't get all these things, that someone is escorting you into a circus tent. So he was escorted inside. But when he saw, it was just a tent. There was no indication of any circus taking place as yet. So he was just seeing empty, vacant tent. So he asked, you know, those who escorted him, is there any time not ready for the circus? No, we are ready. We are just waiting for you. But he said, I don't see any arrangements, preparations. At least you should have a stage, you know, and I don't see any seat for me. No, we'll just begin in a minute's time. Just wait here. So the 2 escorts, they left the tent. Now he was alone. And he was looking, why did they leave me? Looks like very strange. And then, from the front came a huge, you know, sturdy, stocky looking person, muscular built, and he was wearing only 1 cloth, and all his body he was showing off. So looking at this person, you know, 6 foot tall, muscles come bulging out, and you know, he had applied all kinds of oils on his body. And wow, the first feature of this circus looks very interesting. So he kept looking at this huge muscular person, and the muscular person kept looking at him, started approaching closer to this person, and he said, wow, it's really, I will get close view. So this muscular person came and just put his one hand on his shoulder, said, sir. And that putting that one hand on his shoulder, this man almost, he had broken his collarbone. And this muscular man held his shoulder and said, so, you want to witness circus? And he said, well, yes, definitely, but can you just take out your hand? No, I am the one who is going to show you this circus. How much did you pay for it? I said, five paisa only. So I said, five paisa worth circus. You want to see 5 paisa worth circus? Has your father seen any time like that? I am translating in English, so it will sound a little polite. So he said, has your father any time seen 5 paisa worth circus? So he said, you know, which means I am the rare one. So he said, no, never. Even my grandfather never saw. He said, you will see now. Oh, good. And then he just folded his fist and said, begins the first feature of this 5 paisa worth circus. Boom! The first blow on his face. And, you know, he started seeing so many other things now. And then this huge muscular guy, he started beating him black and blue. And he bet him so much that practically everything became blue. And for almost 1 hour, he was like beaten like a rug. And then this person said, now show is over. 5 paisa vasool. Now this person, after 1 hour of huge heavy beating, this person, he said, my God, never ever I'll make this mistake and believe this circus party people, especially if it's 5 paisa worth. And as he was about to come out of the tent, he was overhearing, you know, the line which is standing out, and they are talking amongst themselves. Hey, 1 hour. Oh, 1 hour he is inside. We are wondering what's happening, you know. He must be really given some special circus show. And he's thinking, oh my God, I am the mukhya, I am the chief. And if I come out and everyone will, all the eyes will be on me and they will ask, how was it? What will I reply? So he just, you know, brushed himself and his shirt he tucked inside and, you know, just tried to hide all the wounds. And as he came out, everyone, yes, Mukhyaji, how was it? And he tried to keep a smile on his face, which was very difficult. Even the smile was paining now. He tried to keep maintain a smile on his face and said, worth it. Worth it. You should definitely not miss this. I don't have words to speak. I can't speak how much I enjoyed. You know, he was breaking in between. Please, go in. So the next one, he was now enthusiastic. I am the second one after Mukhya now. He paid 5 paisa, sure, only? Yeah, only 5 paisa. He was escorted in, same, they left him, he saw. What did my Mukhya see? And the escorts left, again this huge man came, and he said, oh, you also want to see 5 paisa worth circus? Yeah, you know, you should show me something more than what you showed to Namukya. He said, yes, I'll show you something more than what I showed to that Mukhya, and started beating him again, more. 1 hour, 15 minutes. Now, he was wondering, that Mukhya glorified so much, and now if I come out and if I say what happened with me, my God, I'll make a fool of myself. So he also just managed to appear as if he saw something which the Mukhya didn't see. And that was true also. So he comes out and tells, you know, they showed me something which he missed. You should have come again, you know. Worth paying another 5 paisa. And like that, he glorified more than what Mukhya glorified. And he left. And like that, every single person got heavy beating, but every single person didn't reveal what beating the person got. And every single person was discussing later on, after the circus show, everything was over, they were discussing. You know, how was it? Very nice, yeah. You know, it was definitely, you know what features I saw, you will envy me. And everyone was just hiding and trying to appear as if it was the most enjoyable event of their life. It was the most unforgettable event of their life. And that was true. So this is what material energy presents. Material energy first says the circus is the most unique, interesting, never ever, na bhuto na bhavishyati, that kind of a circus. And you are the chosen one, only you. So Maya Devi presents like that. And how much? 5 paisa. Only 5 paisa you have to spend. So everyone in this material world is beaten black and blue by Maya. And everyone comes together, you know, they have those parties. So many parties, big people and successful people they have. They have their clubs also. Rotaract Club, Lions Club, Camels Club, Cats Club, so many clubs. And in all these clubs, when they come together, they just discuss how wonderfully they were beaten by Maya. You know, you didn't get that kind of beating which I got. So I'll share my beating. So therefore, Krishna, he doesn't announce about this material world in a very ambiguous way. Krishna announces about this material world in a very, very straightforward and honest way. I have created this world, and I say, this world is miserable. Now, when Krishna is saying this world is miserable, and I just said in the beginning that it's a combination of happiness and misery, how to understand? So what is that happiness? Just like in that story of the 5 paisa circus, what was the happiness? Before they entered the tent, everyone in the line was so happy, anticipating, hoping, we will be witnessing only 5 paisa worth circus. And they were experiencing more happiness when the other person who came out and glorified, wow, which means we have a witness. It's not just our speculation. You know, we have witness who have experienced that happiness. So the happiness was only till that point. So the happiness of this material world is only till the point you get the physical product to enjoy. Like you want to buy a Mercedes Benz. All of you know Mercedes Benz. What is it? It's a car. Because sometimes, you know, I may go on discussing Mercedes Benz and you may think, Mercedes Benz. Could be name of some country. Could be the latest model of a cell phone. So, you know, it's a car. So, if you want to have Mercedes Benz and enjoy Mercedes Benz, riding, driving, showing to others. So all the enjoyment is in the mind, in the psychology, until the point you buy Mercedes-Benz. It is said, the enjoyment of buying a Mercedes-Benz is only till you reach the showroom. Because in the mind, you can concoct enjoyment or enjoying that Mercedes-Benz to any extent. In the mind you can think, you know, when I will sit in that Mercedes Benz, I can fly it. And you can do that in your mind. You can fly a Mercedes Benz. You know, I'll start it, I'll put the accelerator so much that soon the Mercedes Benz will start taking off. So in your mind, you can speculate and concoct how you can enjoy that Mercedes Benz to any amount. But then, when you really buy a Mercedes Benz and when you sit in that Mercedes Benz, you know what is the first thing which will haunt your mind? It's such a huge car. I can't see who would bang at the corner behind. So all the anxiety of maintaining, and then you see the fuel tank. You are trying to start it empty. Which means you have to fill the fuel tank. And then you go to the petrol pump. And you know, in the petrol pump they say 50 liters, 60 liters. And you know, there is another indicator. What is the other indicator? The bill. You know, 100 rupees, 200 rupees. Many times the focus is on that. So then, the anxiety to maintain this Mercedes Benz, the anxiety that something might not happen wrong, that fills the mind more than the thought of enjoying or flying or whatever this Mercedes means. So, enjoyment in this material world is an illusion. It's the greatest illusion of this material world. That when we start believing that this material world is going to give me happiness. Yesterday, I was discussing with some people and I was discussing about this one point, that enjoyment of this material world is like a mirage. Have you seen a mirage? How many of you know what a mirage means? Yes. What a mirage means? No. What literally a mirage means? Yes, we will understand that it's like the happiness of this world. But what literally mirage, when I say this is mirage, what do you mean by this is mirage? You had raised your hands. What does that mean? Yeah, explain in your language. Water. Yes, you are right. It looks like water, but it is not at all water. And you see that, especially in deserts, wherein the combination of hot sun and hot sand, like in Bombay, there is a big 5-star hotel and it is named Sun and Sand. Literally it means mirage. So the combination of hot sun and combination of hot sand appears like water. And it's the exact opposite. Water is cooling. And here the combination of something so contrary to water makes you feel, look as if there is water. That's called a mirage. And in a desert, you know, when everything is so hot, you don't have any tree to take shelter of. You know, like in India, the desert, what is it called? The famous desert of India? Thar. And in Africa, that is the most. Then what is it called? Sahara. And I was wondering that why it's called Sahara when you don't have any Sahara. In order to relieve your thirst or the heat and anything. So no tree, no living entity, you are just by yourself. The only two things which you are experiencing is hot sand under you, hot sun above you. And in front, mirage. And why mirage is considered to be dangerous? Because your expectation about that water increases when you see a mirage. If there wouldn't have been a mirage, you would be not expecting. So when there is expectation, and when you don't fulfill those expectations, you are in more misery. You know, just like if I bring in front of you a nice rasgulla, you know, like that, slowly, slowly, and say, open your mouth, and you open your mouth, and I just bring it close to your nose and to your teeth, and I touch to your nose, to your teeth, to your cheek, to your forehead, to your chin, but not put inside. How will you feel? That's more miserable, you know. Better don't bring it here in front of me. To give me hopes and then not give it, that's more miserable. So mirage in a desert is more miserable, because that person in the desert starts running to have it. And the more he runs, the more he sweats. The more he sweats, the more thirsty he becomes. The more he is tired. And then what he gets, he tries to take in his palm what he thought was water. But what he got? Dry, hot sand. That's called mirage. Now, I extended this example. And let's understand that you are in that condition and you are totally desperate, despondent, waiting to quench your thirst, and you hear some sound now. The only sound before that which you were hearing was the sound of your heavy breaths because of the thirst and because of running. But now you hear a different sound. which means when a person is desperate, any sound or anything different, he tries to connect maybe a ray of hope. So now you hear the sound of a helicopter. And it sounds so good. Now, sometimes, you know, children, when they see helicopters flying, come, see, helicopter. What to speak if you are in a desert, wherein you don't see anything else, you can't even see yourself, but you hear the sound of a helicopter, and that helicopter sound, the volume is increasing, because it is coming closer to you now. And you are looking here and there, trying to locate where that helicopter is. If that helicopter, which means there is a person inside, which means that person can take me out of this miserable desert. From this Sahara desert, I can get real Sahara. So this person who is piloting this helicopter comes closer. And now you are seeing, it's in your vision, not just the sound, but visual, audio-visual, both. And what do you see? On this helicopter, in bold letters, it is written, fresh water. Wow! What about this? I was just expecting that a person might do something to rescue me, but here, this person knows how to give that Sahara and rescue me. It says fresh water. So now that person's thirst is about to be quenched. And that helicopter is now coming down and landing just in front of you. And it's saying fresh water. Just, you know, the word water is giving you so much hopes. And this person, he comes out with huge barrels of bislery. Purity. Yeah, what is that? No. What is the slogan of bislery? Pure for sure. Are you sure? The taste of purity. Yes. Got it. The taste of purity. So you see that. It's written. The taste of purity. And then this person, he shows you, and water is there, it's not empty barrel. You see the water, and this person, he opens the barrel, the lid. And now, your anticipation, how much you will become eager. And as you are approaching closer, this person says, wait a minute. And you say, wait a minute, why? I'll come to you. Okay. So now you know what he does? He takes out from his pocket a dropper. You know, those droppers. Eye drops you put using those droppers. So he takes out a dropper. He puts in that barrel. And he just sucks out from that dropper one drop of the taste of purity, of bislery. And you are observing all that. Dropper, sucking out one drop, what's happening? And he comes closer to you. And from his other pocket, he takes out a spoon. And you are a little bewildered. Dropper, spoon, what's happening? And then he places that one drop from the dropper on the spoon. And then he throws that dropper. And he shuts the lid of the barrel. and he comes closer to you with that spoon, having one drop of that taste of purity. And he says, open your mouth. So still you are bewildered, you open your mouth. And then when you open your mouth, he brings the spoon with the drop of water very really close to your mouth. And then he flicks it, even that one drop. He flicks it in your mouth, which means it turns into so many other droplets. That one drop divided into so many other droplets, and one portion of that droplet goes into your tongue. And you say, wow, what enjoyment. What a cool drink. And then he throws that spoon, puts that barrel in the helicopter, flies off. How do you feel that? That's enjoyment of this world. Yes, water was there. It did go into my mouth. But how much? So we have the capacity to drink the huge barrel. But what material energy presents is from a dropper, not just one drop, but portion of that drop. So this is the nature of happiness of this world. So what would you call it then? Would you call all of that whatever happened as happiness? The helicopter coming, fresh water scene, and then the drop, portion of that going in. Do you consider it happiness? What would you consider that? More misery. So, in the name of happiness, this material world just fools us, makes us a big fool. And therefore, when Krishna is saying that this material world is miserable, he is our real friend. Because a real friend will tell you what is good for you, will warn you against any danger. So anyone in this material world who proposes that this material world is a place to not just settle down, this material world is a place to enjoy to the fullest extent. And what is the materialistic civilization promising us? This promise. It's giving us this promise. All the advertisement, commercial, movies, media, newspapers, big celebrities, what are they promising? Drink this, eat this, use this, apply this, see this, and you will be happy. And in fact, these advertisements nowadays, they are so personal, as if they are just coming out of the screen offering you this toothpaste for you only. So they appear to be so real, they appear to be so personal, and therefore we just think that unless, you know, what else do I have to achieve in this material world other than what these people are presenting? And that's true. If we do not have this knowledge, we will only look for things which are presented by this material world. And you know, that is called Koop Manduk Nyaya, Srila Prabhupada would say. Frogs, Dr. Frog's philosophy. Not just frog. Prabhupada said Dr. Frog. He has a degree also of doctorate. So there was a frog in a well, and he thought he is a doctor. He is very educated. And he would jump around in the well, swim in the well, drink some water of that well, and he thought he is very well. And one day, another frog happened to jump into this well. And this frog, who was the leader, master, president of this well, this Dr. Frog looked at this other frog now. You know, foreign immigrant. So he's asking this other frog, yes? Where are you coming from? Show your visa. So this other frog who came into this well, he said, you know, I am coming from the Pacific Ocean. Say again, what's that? He said, Pacific Ocean. And what is that? He asked. He said, Pacific Ocean? How do I explain? Pacific Ocean is millions and millions of times greater than this little well of yours. It's a body of water. And this frog said, come on, body of water, and that too you say millions of times greater than this body of water? Impossible. I can't believe what you say. Now many times you see, whenever it comes to spiritual life or spiritual knowledge, this question is asked. How do I believe? You know, like this Dr. Frog who is asking, how can I believe? Because I have not seen. Last week, before coming over here, I was having another youth meeting in Bombay. And there were some new boys who had come. And I just started, I took one verse from Gita, today I started speaking. And one of the boys, he's from a well-to-do college in Bombay, very prestigious college of Bombay. And he was appearing to be a very modernistic person. You know, the youth of Bombay, how they dispose themselves. So having a very flashy hairstyle and flashy clothes and everything. And he's, as I began speaking, he said, sir, I want to ask you something first. You are speaking from this book, you know, Bhagavad Gita. You call that Bhagavad Gita? I said, not just me, many others call it Bhagavad Gita. So he said, okay, whoever calls it Bhagavad Gita. So you are saying that Krishna, someone named Krishna spoke this? He wrote this? I said, yes. He said, how do you know? He asked me, how do you know whether Krishna wrote this? And why do I believe that Krishna spoke this? Anyone else could have written this. I know one Govinda from Bollywood. He might have written. So then everyone was, you know, looking at this person. Oh, very bold question. And that too at the beginning of the class. I didn't start speaking as yet. So I asked him, what do you do? He said, I am a student. And what do you study? I asked. He said, I am studying science. I said, what do you study in science? He said, physics, chemistry, biology. I said, wow. And how do you study that? I said, I go to college. And in college, how do you study? I said, come on, what questions are you asking? How do you study in college? You know, you go to college, there is professors, and the professors, do they refer to any textbook of physics, chemistry and biology? He said, definitely. Okay. And who has written these scientific books? And he said, scientists? Name one. And he thought, Einstein. And I asked, did you see him writing? Did you see him writing your physics book? And he said, okay, I know what argument, logic you are trying to present. So he said, others have seen him writing. So I said, therefore, then you believe in others. So if I tell you I saw Krishna writing, would you believe in me? He said, no. Okay. So which means you are contradicting your logic. You believe in a physics book written by someone whom you have never seen, but you believe in someone else who might have seen writing that physics book of Einstein, or Einstein writing that book. Which means, if you are holding on to a logic of disbelief, you should hold on to that logic of disbelief in every walk of your life. There was another one next to him from the same college, and he said, you see, but science can be proved. How can you prove? I can prove. And I said, how do you prove? By experimenting. And I said, how do you know about the experiment? You read again. You open your scientific physics book and there is an experiment written, which means you have to first believe in the print written form. Then you go to the lab. It's not that you just close your physics book, go to the lab, pick up any chemical, anything, keep mixing. And then you come out, here is my experiment result. I said, is it not that science is based on assumption and hypothesis? And he said, yes. And what does assumption, this word mean, assumption? Assumption means you are assuming something which you do not know. Have you seen Mahatma Gandhi? I asked him. You know what he said? He said, I have seen his photo. I said, and what is this? See, this somebody has painted. How do you know that photo of Mahatma Gandhi which you saw? If somebody would have shown my photo, I also look a little bit like Mahatma Gandhi. You know, some similarity at least. If I also, you know, shave up fully and put on some white lion cloth, a stick, a charkha, I can also act like, you know, you saw that movie Mahatma Gandhi, that Gandhi movie, and that person who acted as Gandhi exactly looked like Gandhi. If I show you his photo, will you believe that he is Gandhi? Was that Ben Kingsley? Ben Kingsley, who? He was not even an Indian. He said, my grandparents, you know, they saw. And I said, have you seen your grandparents first? No, but they saw Mahatma Gandhi. Now these two boys were so hell-bent to just protect their argument of disbelief in Gita that I, at the end, asked them, do you believe in your own father? How do you know this person is my father? You know the shamelessness of one of them? He said, I have tested him DNA. I have done the DNA test. I said, oh, you have done the DNA test? I said, you know, if you take 10% of the male population of the entire planet Earth, it comes to 250 million. And even if you take 3 seconds on each of this male population, which is just 10%, to test their DNA matches with you, it will take you 800 years of time. So which means, you first believed in one person to test his DNA. You have not tested everyone's DNA. There could be someone else also whose DNA would match with you. How do you know? I said, forget about that. When did you do that DNA testing of your father? He was just bluffing, he didn't do anything. He said, just some time ago. I said, how? What is that time ago? Some 6 months ago. And before that, he was not your father. So which means your age is, you are now 20 years old, and just 6 months ago you believed that he is your father because you tested DNA of his, which means 19 and a half years you didn't believe that this person, whether he is my father or not. So I said, you actually believe in your scientific books. You know why? You don't even believe in the scientific books. You believe in what this scientific book will give you, that degree. Now, you know, in our scientific books, we studied science in our school and college, and we had so many of these Western scientific views. Darwin philosophy. Darwin, who said that we all came from monkeys. Now, definitely, logically, it doesn't make sense. But when the question is asked, so Darwin says, from where did we come? Answer. And if you say, I don't believe whether we came from monkeys, I don't believe in Darwin, if you write that answer, how many marks will you get? If you write, I believe I came from Krishna. So, why we care less whether we came from monkeys or whether we came from donkeys? My concern is whether I'll get that degree. Darwin is not going to give me that degree, or that donkey is not going to, or that monkey is not going to give me that degree. This person is going to give me the degree. So I said, you don't believe in your science also. You only believe in what that science gives you, that degree. And what that degree, you don't believe in that degree also. You believe in what that degree will give you, money. You don't believe in that money also. You believe in what that money will buy for you. Ultimately, you simply believe in animalistic enjoyment. If tomorrow the educational system introduces this Bhagavad Gita and says that this is a compulsory subject in your college, and the first question is, who spoke the Bhagavad Gita? I said, jhak maar ke likhega, Krishna spoke. Why? Because now it's a compulsory subject. And you know, in these kind of things, when people start questioning, like, you know, I was in the Bhagavad Gita, I was asking this question. I can ask these questions. Tell me something about medulla oblongata. Nay? Don't know? Acha. Tell me something about an idiopathic case. tell me something about 5x5 diagonal matrix. So how spontaneously we said nahi, without taking much time. But you go out and ask, tell me something about God. God, sit down. Give a 2-hour lecture. I know so many things about God. I know God. God means, you know, light. Some light. Maybe some bulb, neon bulb, tube light, this light. God means something. God means everything. God means anything. God means nothing. So, every Tom, Dick and Harry, especially in India, will have an entire philosophy on God when you ask. Even if you don't ask, he'll start. But when you ask, start asking these technical questions, which language are you speaking first of all? So, you know, these subject matters, you know, like, you know, in Maharashtra board they introduce value education now. And what is that introduction of value education? Optional subject. Lena lo, optional hai. What is compulsory? Theory of relativity, physics, chemistry and maths. What is more compulsory? We came from monkeys, Darwin says. That's more compulsory. Prabhupada said, maybe Darwin came from monkeys. So, why we blindly believe in a scientific book of our college? We never question that. Because need is created. You see, need is created. Now, just like all of us, we know that money is the most important factor if you want to survive in this world. And you know, money is going to give me happiness. And therefore it is sweeter than honey. So, if I hand over to you this thick bunch of 500 rupee notes. Yeah, 500 rupee notes. How happy you will become. Just, you know, the proposal makes you so happy. What to speak if I actually give you. Just the thought of it. Maybe somebody after the lecture will ask, Prabhuji, you said, you know, something. That point I remember the most. Others, you know, I sometimes forget, but this point I remembered. You said you will hand over 500 rupee bundle notes. So if I hand over 500 rupee bundle notes, how happy you will feel. But what is that actually? It's just bunch of papers. It's just bunch of papers. And then, what is this? This is also bunch of papers. And this is well bound. You know, person is more attractive than the person on the 500 rupee note. You know. So if I hand over this bunch of papers and say, this will make you even more happy, which one will you pick up? Why that bunch of papers we will pick up in lieu of this bunch of papers? Because the entire society has brainwashed us. That piece of paper will make you happy. They created a need. So our belief is need based. That's it. When there is a need, वो बोलते हैं गधे को भी बाप बनाओ. If there is required, and you know, therefore they say also मजबूरी का नाम, something they say, which means 500 rupee note, because he is on that 500 rupee note. So this is our predicament. And we have to understand that when we are talking of real happiness, we have to understand that real happiness will come when we understand our real need. When we do not understand our real need and we simply keep working for something which we do not need in our life, that's called illusion. In simple words, to slog hard for those things, for those situations which we do not need, and then we believe, blind faith we put, that's called illusion. Running after hot sand, believing that it is water. So therefore, this human form of life is that wonderful creation by the Supreme Lord. In fact, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that after creating the entire species, Krishna was not satisfied. But when he created the human species, then Krishna was satisfied that yes, I have given in this human species everything what the human being can do to perfect his life to reach me. So can you imagine, the creator was satisfied after creating us, the human beings. For what reason? Not that we keep running after mirages, but for that reason that it's inbuilt within us to use this faculty to understand God, which is our real need. And that is the perfection of this human form of life. So understand that our faith in God will be energized, will be enhanced to the extent we understand the need of this particular knowledge in our life. Just like that person was so much blindly believing in his scientific books because it is going to fetch him money. So if we realize that this science is going to fetch me eternal life of bliss and happiness, definitely. And Krishna doesn't say you blindly believe. Krishna says, yes, you read, experiment in your life, and then come to a conclusion. So therefore, Bhagavad Gita is the most scientific book. Better than, actually, what is the definition of science? Science means when things are presented as they are. That is science. So which could be a better book than Bhagavad Gita, which presents everything of this material world, as Krishna says. He is not saying that this is Panch Paisa circus, you come and enjoy. Krishna is saying, you will get good beating here. So don't attempt to enter into this circus tent. So that is science as it is. Bhagavad Gita as it is. Hare Krishna. Any question anyone has? So do you believe we came from monkeys now? When I'm in my college, I believe that. Because I can't speak anything against Darwin. So are the colleges all closed now? Is vacation time on? How many are on vacation? Oh, none of you are on vacation. You are on vacation. Only one person. Others, your college is on? Or maybe. I remember this, you know, Radhanath Maharaj was discussing with one Darwin follower. And this person, he was a very strong preacher of Darwin's philosophy. So Radhanath Maharaj was talking to, Radhanath Maharaj is one of our sannyasis in ISKCON. So he was talking to him and he was explaining how we all actually, how can you believe that we came from monkeys, we all actually have come from the Supreme Creator. So this person said, actually, no, I also don't believe in Darwin. I said, then you are giving, just now you gave a big lecture glorifying Darwin. And that's my occupation. I said, and then you wrote a book also, you distributed that book on Darwin's philosophy written by you. I said, that's part of my profession. And then why are you arguing with me? And that's my entertainment. And you know what was the name of this professor? Professor Maybe. That was the name of this professor, Maybe. So Darwin also said, maybe we came from monkeys. So he got a right name, Maybe. So I remembered, you know, so some of you are not sure whether you are on vacation or whether you are still going to college. Maybe. और दोनों के बाहर है, दोनों कैटेगरी के बाहर हैं क्या आप लोग? So thank you all for coming this evening. Hope you don't regret and you had a nice evening in this beautiful setup here. And definitely the best thing is about to come, prasadam. And before that, samkirtan. Huh? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Prabhupad, Prabhupad, Jai Jai Prabhupad, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol. Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki, Shila Prabhupada Ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Mahaprasade Govinde. नाम ब्राह्मणि वैष्णवे स्वल्प पुण्यवतम राजन् विश्वासो नैव जायते शरीर विद्याजा जुड़ेन्द्रियता है का जीवे फेले विषय सागरे तारम देजी भारती लोभमय सुदुर्मती ताके जेता कठिन संसारे कृष्ण बड़ दया मा कोरी बार हिजी भजा स्वप्रसाद न दिलो भा से अनमृत पाओ श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गुण गाओ प्रेमिडा को श्री चैतन्य निता Jai Shri Nitai Gaur Chandra Mahaprasadam Ki.